You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Friday, June 6th. Thousands of fans are expected to descend on Astoria this weekend as the city celebrates the 40th anniversary of the Goonies. The official celebration kicked off yesterday, and the weekend will feature a variety of events and bus tours at different locations, including at the Oregon Film Museum in downtown Astoria. The Clatsop County Historical Society is spearheading the anniversary celebrations this year. Executive Director Mac Burns says he anticipates the number of visitors to the area could be between 8 and 15,000 people. Residents and visitors should expect unusually high traffic this weekend, and some street closures may be in effect. In Astoria's Uppertown neighborhood, where the Goonies house is, there are special parking instructions in the neighborhood that visitors should follow. For all other information, go online at gooniesweekend.com. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek wants more than $217 million to establish a statewide homeless shelter program. But it's not clear that the state will have enough money to make that happen. OPB's Bryce Dole reports.
Kotek's shelter bill is in trouble. House Bill 3644 would lay the policy framework and fund shelter programs that state leaders have backed in recent years. Now, ongoing trade tensions and slower economic growth have left Oregon lawmakers with less to spend. Representative Pam Marsh is the bill's chief sponsor.
I hope we get as much as we can, because when shelter dollars go away, that means shelter beds go away.
It's unclear what lawmakers plan to do. The bill is sitting before the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, which determines state budget policy. But without state funding, housing advocates fear shelters may close, putting more people out on the street. I'm Bryce Dole, reporting.
Governor Kotek's Downtown Portland Task Force wants the central city to break ground on 2,500 new homes by 2030. That was among the updated goals published on Wednesday, as Kyra Buckley reports.
The task force wants to increase downtown visitors, boost housing, and overhaul empty office buildings. And it wants all these things in the works by 2030. Portland Mayor Keith Wilson presented the goals at a meeting of the city's business and civic leaders.
If we let our commercial core hollow out, we lose the economic engine that funds our schools, our transit, the housing that we so desperately need.
Surveys have shown that the large number of Portlanders experiencing homelessness is the biggest challenge the city faces as it struggles to recover economically from the pandemic. The task force has already identified dozens of private and public development projects that could create around 2,000 new homes over the next few years. I'm Kyra Buckley reporting.
The Bend City Council tentatively approved a new kind of housing on Wednesday. Catherine Steyer Martinez reports.
In cities like Baltimore, San Francisco, and New York City, row houses are common. Those are homes built right up next to each other with what's called zero setback.
It's seemed very new and different to everybody that hears about it, but really this is how we used to build.
Ryan Starr is a local architect who brought the idea to Bend leaders. Row houses are basically townhomes, but they can be built and financed independent of any other building. City leaders hope allowing them could remove barriers to more infill housing. Bend is experiencing a housing crisis for all but the highest earners. Bend needs to build over 15,000 homes in the next 8 years, and almost half need to be affordable. The council plans to formally approve the code amendment later this month. Catherine Steyer Martinez reporting.
A new tiny home community is coming to Medford, Oregon, for homeless seniors. Jefferson Public Radio's Jane Vaughn reports.
The project, called Joy Community, will have 10 homes for seniors to live in long-term, as well as a kitchen, bathrooms, and laundry. In charge of the project is Set Free Services, a faith-based social services nonprofit. Shannon Sackerman will be the site manager once the project is complete. She was formerly homeless herself and says Joy Community has been a long time coming.
I'm 50 and this needs to happen. Just being this far, it's amazing. I'm ready for it to be open.
The older homeless population has been increasing in recent years. Nationally, about 20% of the homeless population is 55 and older. Joy Community doesn't have a date yet for when it will open. So far, it's cost about $600,000, all of which has been funded by donations. I'm Jane Vaughn reporting.
The Warrenton-Hammond School District has welcomed its new interim superintendent, Samuel Goodall. Goodall recently retired from a 7-year stint as superintendent of the Canby School District. In his career, he also served as director of high schools for Portland Public Schools. Goodall will continue in the interim superintendent role through June of next year. His hiring comes after Warrenton-Hammond Superintendent Tom Rogozinski announced his resignation earlier this year. Over the past few years, the district has seen substantial administrative turnover. And in the May election, Warrenton-Hammond school board races were among the most contested in Clatsop County, with more than a dozen candidates running for 4 positions. Goodall says he wants to focus on the present and the future, and that he's committed to enhancing instructional opportunities for students and families. Clatsop Community College is launching its first-ever pollinator garden. A small group of students at the college, called the Natural Explorations Club, is working to bring more native bees, butterflies, and beneficial insects to the campus. The club was founded by students Flint Largan and Crystal Sager and is advised by science instructor Julia Mabry. The group has also worked closely with the Oregon State University Extension Service in Astoria. While the project is still in its early stages, the group has put together initial designs for the garden that they shared at a recent student-led research showcase. When completed, the new pollinator garden will be right in the middle of the Clatsop Community College campus, between the library and Patriot Hall. These stories come to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyastorian.com. The Wilson River Trail, which runs through the heart of Tillamook State Forest, continues to expand. A new 6.1-mile section to the Drift Creek trailhead is currently under construction thanks to volunteer efforts. The Wilson River Trail began to take shape in the late 1990s as the Oregon Department of Forestry began to stitch together segments of existing trail. In the years since, the trail has grown to 26 miles, making it the longest trail in Oregon's state forests. It passes the Tillamook Forest Center and offers a variety of hiking opportunities. Construction and maintenance of the trail is overseen by volunteers from 4 organizations: Trail Keepers of Oregon, Oregon Equestrian Trail, the mountain biking group Westside Trail Federation, and the Northwest Trail Alliance. And in recent years, the Wilson River Trail has also been receiving support from the nonprofit the State Forests Trust of Oregon. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at kmun.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, @kmun.org.